Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to another segment of the CWSC Friday Roundtable. How's everyone doing out there this morning? My co-host, I am Latifa A. Hameen, and my co-host, Sister Alia Abdul Rahman. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah. Ramadan Mubarak, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Ramadan Mubarak, alhamdulillah. Hey, every time Allah wakes me up and blesses me to see another day, I am fantastic. And how are you?
And the same with me. I was so happy today. Oh, man. And it's Friday, it's Juma Mubarak. And I pray everyone is doing well. Yes, alhamdulillah. I'm thankful too. I'm really thankful.
Well, we already know we want to always give Allah the praise and the thanks, and we have the special program today. I'm excited about our telethon beginning today. Oh, wow, it is such a blessing.
I'm excited because I don't know what to expect. It's my first one.
Alhamdulillah, it is wonderful, wonderful. But we always want to give Allah the praise. Oh Allah,
right.
We cannot manage this life alone by ourselves. Please make our life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be.
Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you, Almighty God of love. We hear and we obey. Amen. O Allah, grant us what you have promised us by thy messengers and disgrace us not on the day of resurrection. Surely you do not break your promise. O Allah, you are our Lord. There is no God but you. You created us and we are your servants. And we uphold our covenant to you as much as we're able. We seek refuge in you from the evil we have done. We acknowledge your favor and we acknowledge our sin. So please forgive us. There is none that can forgive sins except for you. Amen. O Allah, you are perfect and we are imperfect. So please guide us on this path. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak to all our listening audience out there this morning. We are so excited to begin our kickoff of our telethon. So it is such a blessing to be here this morning. And just want to say, I know a lot of us have been around for the kickoff. We have a lot of our team. I have my management team. A lot of the management team is here, and I'm so thankful. And we're going to start off by saying that everyone knows when we have our telethon, it is really a big deal here at CWSC and AM 360, because this gives us an opportunity to raise the funds that are needed for us to continue our work that we do, our tireless work, in remaking this world into a better place. And so we're so thankful to Allah, and you all know the value that it places on all of us. And as we continue to listen to the wonderful program, and we continue to, look at CWSC and all the wonderful things that we're doing, headed by our executive director, Martha Nyla Abdullah, alhamdulillah, for my sister, and the wonderful job that she's doing and helping to remake this world, the passion that we have and what we do here at AM 360 and CWSC. It is wonderful. We thank Allah so much for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. And, it's just a wonderful day. And I'm going to bring on Sister Martha Nyla Abdullah, our leader, our executive director. Assalamu alaikum, my sister. Are you there, Martha? Or did I hit the wrong one? Let me see. There you go. I hit the wrong one. I hit, hang on, Khalida. I know I hit you, but that's okay. That's all right. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalam. Praise be to Allah. And thank Allah.
Oh, boy.
God is Allah. You know what? And to greetings of peace to everyone before I get so. Ramadan Mubarak. It's a beautiful time. So, Aliyah, Ramadan Mubarak to you and
Ramadan Mubarak to you, sister. I miss you. Alhamdulillah.
I miss you too. And to everybody, guess what? And we've never met in person. But isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful, and I'm so thankful we have our first Ramadan together. MashaAllah, Latifa, alhamdulillah. It's so good. I'm so excited. So I'm just.
I know.
Yes.
It almost makes me want to sing that song. I'm so excited, but we know we'll keep our composure. But praise be to Allah.
Yeah, that'll
thank
be a good one right now. Oh, boy.
I mean, all of our joyful listeners this morning. We know as there are situations occurring around this globe that is pretty bleak for many. And so I'm sure Latifa and Aliyah, you agree with me, you know, when we say to those, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the relief they need and whatever Allah blesses us to do in kind words or gestures, what have you. We're one human family, and so our prayers go out to all who are experiencing any difficulty, from the slightest difficulty to the greatest.
Right.
However, Almighty God's will is in all of our finding peace. Inshallah, Ameen.
Ameen.
So this is the day that, almost sound like this is the day that the good Lord has made, so we rejoice and be glad I'll be glad and rejoice in it. Or maybe I got it twisted around. But however it is, we're thankful to have this moment. And for some, it may sound like, oh, they're just asking for money. But that's not it. We're not just asking for money. You know, money is a means to getting things, certain things done. But we send something greater before ourselves, and that is our love for mankind, the humankind, and our love for from the ages of the newborns to the ages of the elderly. And then there are needs. And we at CWSC Community Wide Shura Conference are so thankful. That includes everyone, Aaliyah, Latifah, and all who are going to be coming on. And you, dear listener, you may think you're not a part of CWSC, but yet you are. Even though you are listening, I'm sure, in some of your conversations now, if you've gotten to be a listener here on American Muslim 360, our flagship, yes, a vital link to getting the message out, then you are a part of CWSC. So we want you to contribute as you would to any other effort that is helping the families throughout this universe, I say universe, but this globe. And you'd be surprised. So later on, I'll be mentioning some of those areas. One in particular, Doctors Without Borders, if you're aware of what they do, how they travel around the world, helping those families, giving of their knowledge and their skills what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. And then there are those who are just walking and talking with ones and finding those who are in the earthquakes and all of that. Well, then the shelters that individuals are in need of. So we help the homeless shelters and the food pantries throughout the United States. And then there are so many others that are in need. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and grant us the time to listen, to hear others and their needs, and then just to be a consult for others. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you all. I'm sitting here. I'm ready. Assalamu alaikum.
All right.
Thank you.
It is, and just wanted to say, I want to bring on my team, inshallah. But before I do that, I want to say thank you all for supporting the CWSC annual telethon that we have to help us financially secure our intelligentsia operation. We are, as you know, believer supported. So every time you dial this number in here, every time you come on AM 360 to listen to the broadcast, remember, this is what we, some of the things that we do with our funds to make sure that we are able to continue the broadcast in which we do. This, we don't ask anything of our hosts but to come on and give a quality program and, you know, a few other housekeeping things. But that's all. We, all the rest of the things we take care of here on the broadcast ourselves and the CWSC and what we give back to the community and helping. We're going to talk a little bit about later about some of the places that we give funds to. I mean, we give out funds, we donate. It's not just talk. Like Michael Hameen, it's not just talk. We do. We are up and doing things. So we're going, inshallah, our goal today to reach, not today, but this month, is to reach the $10,000 goal by making your tax-deductible contribution at CWSC. You can go to CWSC.us and click on the blue donate button located at the top right of our homepage to make a convenient, safe, and secure contribution online in whatever amount is comfortable for you. It is not the size of your contribution, but it is each of us doing our part to the best of our ability. You can make a one-time reoccurring contribution, which enables us to, which enables us to better forecast our operating revenue and know we have your support each month to maintain and expand operation. And I'm telling you, the $9.99, it is so convenient. I do that, and it's just 33 cents a day. I mean, if you take it and put it in your bank,
every day, 33 cents. You don't even have to worry about it. It's right there. So if you have any difficulty making your contributions, dial 910-317-0297, and a representative will help you or assist you in making your contribution. You can also go to paypal.com. You do not have to have a credit card. You just put in, they'll ask you, you say donate for CWSC, and then you can make payment with a credit card. It doesn't have to be PayPal. So you can do that on paypal.com. And so, like I said, the most, the $9.99 is the most current one. The most recurring giving is $9.99 a month. And I subscribe to that, and plus I will be giving more. You know, we don't just talk about it. We do it. We give as well. We don't try to solicit you to give, and we just sit back. No, all of us, we do our part as well, alhamdulillah. A recurring contribution means a monthly amount is automatically deducted from your designated account to CWSC. You can cancel at any time. We're not holding you hostage for it. If you decide you want to cancel, that's fine. It happens. You can do that. And, of course, while your contributions are tax deductible, it is a multiplied blessings of charity, especially during the month of Ramadan, that give the greatest reward for our generosity. You can also call in your gift, again, at 910-317-0297. And we're on the air today, so if you want to make a contribution, we can take that today as well on the air. So we have all kind of ways for you to donate. So, alhamdulillah. And if you want to, like I said, if you're comfortable calling the 910-317-0297, you can just leave your name. If no one's there, no one answers, there will be a recording. And leave your name and email and telephone number, and someone will call you back, inshallah. All right. We would like you, if you'd like to mail in your gift, some people like to mail it in. So we got that as well. CWSC Marina, MARINA Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185. That's 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. So just to tell you real quick, and then I'm going to get my please be patient with me, my staff on the line here. You can your contributions help us support our entire intelligentsia, the AM360 broadcast, the Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, Scholarship Program, Learning Labs, Intro and Interfaith Collaborations, Internships and Leadership Development, Ambassador Program, International Collaboratives, Health, Educational, and Financial Literacy Collaborative Opportunities. And don't forget that we donate. We donate to businesses, and all of them are not Muslim businesses, but the majority of them, and Martha will give us the name of some of those places that we contribute or we donate to as CWSC, inshallah. All right, I am going to bring on, if my team, alhamdulillah, if you're here, press 1 to get in the queue. I see Imam Kareem has his hand up. I saw Kalita, if you want to, okay. All right, and we have Abdul Shaheed. I see him. All right, alhamdulillah. We're going to bring on Imam Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And Ramadan Mubarak to everyone.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. I am Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360. And I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And we see the contributions as very vital. it is an investment, really. When you contribute, you are making an investment, and we give a return for your investment. For me, the contribution to the college scholarship program is very, very important. Education is our number one priority. And here at the CWSC, in American Muslim 360, we have a college scholarship program to help a qualified student help finance their education. That is an investment that you make when you contribute to our annual Ramadan telethon. It is an investment. It's not just a contribution. It is an investment in those things that Latifa just mentioned. It's an investment for, as I stated earlier, our college scholarship program, and also the interfaith and interfaith collaboratives. Praise be to Allah. It is an investment. Also, we have an international collaborative, and CWSC and American Muslim 360 have collaborated with Muslim Journal and traveled to another country, Barbados, and made very warm, very welcome connections and collaboratives there outside of the United States. That is an investment on our collaboration with all good people on the earth. So your contribution, it does not just sit there. No, we make investments in the human being, in the best life for the human being. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. And I'm very proud of the international collaborative that we have now. We are connected with Barbados and Brazil, Canada, praise be to Allah. And we're even heard as far away as China. So your investment is paying off. And alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of our share your Jummah that we broadcast here every Friday afternoon. I believe American Muslim 360 was the first to implement Share Your Jummah. Our concern was for those that are shut in and due to health reasons or whatever, they cannot make it to their masajid for the Jummah. But they can participate in the Jummah from their homes, their offices, or wherever. That is an investment that I'm very proud of. Praise be, it is a most valuable investment that we be able to share the Jummah with you on American Muslim 360 for those that may be sick, shut in, or for whatever reason cannot make it to their masjid for the congregation of prayer. And we have not missed a beat as far as I know of so far. Praise be to Allah. So we ask you to make an investment, if you would, by utilizing our recurring contribution. Our recurring contributions means that whatever monthly amount that you invest, it is automatically deducted from your designated account and from your to CWSC. You can cancel it at any time. And of course, while your contributions are tax deductible, it is the multiplied blessings of charity, especially in this blessed month of Ramadan. It is the multiplied blessings of charity, especially during this month, that give the greatest rewards for our generosity. The first 10 days of Ramadan is dedicated to mercy. to mercy. And we extend mercy to everyone, and we do our part, inshallah, to relieve some of the ills in the society. So that is merciful. And your investment will help us aid in responding to the needs of well-meaning human beings. Praise be to Almighty God. I am proud to be a part of this effort. Praise be to Allah. And I invite you to make your investment at any time, but especially now on this kickoff. I want to personally pledge $100 toward the Ramadan Telethon. Praise be to Almighty. Let me get my bill. I was the first to contribute, I think.
All right, we're gonna go on.
Now,
thank you so much, brother. Ma'am,
you're welcome.
And now, Latifa, I took that step, and you know what? That is, I cannot be outdone, and because leadership has to step forward, I'm going to match the imams. I was waiting for somebody to start off. I didn't want to be the first one.
That's a match. 200,
100, of course.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
And so let me ask something. This is my first time, and I'm just grinning, and I'm hearing bells, and I thought, I said I wanted to make a challenge of doing 25 every Friday on Yom HaJumma. And so even if I do 25, inshallah, that'll be 100. And so now I'm maxed
out. And alhamdulillah, you can, if you say you're at 100, you just tell us how you want to do it. It's counted, but you're saying $25 a week.
Friday, end of Jumma, and I figured that's $100. I looked at my calendar.
Alhamdulillah. $300. And you know, gosh, y'all make it hard for a sister. I got to make it. I got to do my 20. I'm right with you, sister. $25 a week, alhamdulillah.
Yep.
That makes
ready
it,
do
that
it right
makes
now.
$400. Alhamdulillah. Ring that bell, brother. That's already $400. Alhamdulillah. Oh, wait a minute. We got some more people that's coming. All right. We're going on to 6, 7, 8. As-salamu alaykum, brother Abdul Shaheed.
Well, like, as-salam. How you doing, Sister Latifa?
Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak.
I don't have but a few minutes to be on. I have another engagement, so I had to come on for a moment.
Well, we got a roll going on here. You tell us what you do for AM360, inshallah.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm also one of the hosts. I host a program called Optimal Health. And we're also the quality assurance team leader to help improve our platform, to work on our create page and all those different things. So this is what we do, and love to be a part of the program here at AM360. I'm kind of new being on the staff, but we certainly are making our contribution.
All right. Now, you know we got it going, brother Abdul Shaheed.
And we're
going to
keep that bell
going.
We're going to keep that bell going. I'm going to match Imam Kareem, $100.
Thank you so much. That's $500 already. Alhamdulillah. Hey, if we want everyone else to do it, they got to see that we're doing what we're supposed to do. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you coming on. We know you got a busy schedule.
Yes, thank you so very much. I'm going to have you depart. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. We're going to Kareem Hassan here. Kareem Hassan. As-salamu alaykum. Is that Kareem?
No, that was me saying, uh-oh. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, okay.
As-salamu alaykum.
This is Kareem Hassan calling all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. And you sisters' excitement is infectious. You got me excited about this telephone.
Tell us what you do first.
Okay, I'm one of those behind the scenes type of person. I put together the PSA. I coordinate the PSAs, and I do a couple other things. And but Imam Kareem, I don't know how he got on. He got on first. I wanted to be the one who kicked it off first. So. Okay. So now I'm going to make a pledge. I got to outdo him. So I got to do $105.
Wow.
$605. Okay, Kareem. You gotta outdo him. $605.
Latifa and everybody.
Yeah.
Now Kareem Hassan. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Martha Nadia.
Walaikum assalam.
Now you know, I think one time before, I don't know your birth month. Remember you were talking about your birth month, and I believe my birth month, this is the month for me. Yours
your birth
is,
month?
Mm-hmm. Yours is when?
April.
Okay. So that, I thought I remembered correctly. All right. I'm just saying, because we have the whole month to go. And I know what before we were tallying on day we were born, the month, the dollar here and a dollar there. But we have this 30 days to go. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
All right. Continue on, everyone. Continue on. I'm getting in the background.
Yeah, but Latifa, let me say this. I have to echo Imam Kareem. I get so many compliments about Share Your Juma from people who are not able to get out and go to Juma in their local cities, and they are just so excited to have Share Your Juma come into their homes over the phone, and they can just, you know, relax and enjoy the kutbah. I mean, that is such a wonderful program, and all of our contributions help to continue programs such as Share Your Juma. It is a wonderful program, and a lot of people take advantage of Share Your Juma. So I just wanted to say
thank you. Thank you so much, Imam Kareem Hassan. And Kareem Hassan is also our advisor. He gives us advice when we're kind of off the track here, off the track there. He is such a valuable tool, so I just wanted to let you know that he is, like you said, he's in the background, but he is such a big help for us here on AM 360. So thank you for all you do as well. Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid once more. Let me share what I do here. I am the chief cook, window washer, bottle washer, mop the floor, into the trash can, all of that. Give a ride to the whatever.
And you do it all, man.
Wherever I fit in, I'm so grateful to get in.
Wait a minute, Imam Kareem. I'm the one who empties the trash can.
Oh, no wonder they were emptied when I checked them this morning. Alhamdulillah. We are grateful for everyone's contribution and everyone's work.
And
but,
I thought,
thank you, my brother.
I know I'm in the kitchen. Latifa, aren't we in the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, y'all cooking that food.
Yes.
We always cooking up.
I wash dishes after everyone has stopped cleaning off the table. Whatever.
I'll put the dishes
up. I'll put the plates up.
Alhamdulillah.
You all see how much we have a lot of fun here on AM360. So, alhamdulillah, thank you so much, you guys. And you know, it is really indeed an honor and a pleasure to always be here. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing all of us to be here in this day and time. So thank you all for all that you do, inshallah. Khalida, are you there? Khalida?
We have Muhammad Sharif on the studio.
I know, I forgot about Muhammad. I just want to give the team real quick. Sister Khalida, you tell us what you do and all that, and then we'll, and maybe you can match somebody here. So we're just trying to get the team first.
Yes,
all
so
right, Khalida,
first of all, I want to say Juma Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, and A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I want to give the greetings to, first of all, our listening audience, because it's not about us. It's really about you, and it's about why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to be able to serve in this capacity. And the beautiful thing about Allah is that he sees the past, present, and the future. And he not only looks at what we do, but he looks at the sacrifices and the challenges that we make in order to serve him, because he knows what we don't know about each one of his servants. So I am so grateful that he is the best of judges and that he gives the reward for good. Is there any reward for good but good? I want to give a shout-out to Sister Latifa Hamid and Sister Aliyah and, of course, Sister Martha Nyla Williams, Imam Kareem Hamid, Kareem Hassan, and I can go on and on and on. But I just don't want to echo, and I don't want to just give shout-outs to the leadership team, but again, to the believers who support us and who consistently listen year in and year out, and also referencing Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullah Alay, and his wife Aisha, who created this and allowed us to be able to serve in whatever capacity for whatever time that Allah blessed us to serve. Today I want to start out with matching. I do want to match, but I wanted to make sure that I inspired someone else to also give, whether it's $2 or $100, Allah looks at your sacrifice. I don't know if you heard of the hadith of the man who was poor. He had a dime to offer. And because of his sacrifice, that was all he had. Allah blessed him, as opposed to the one that was a millionaire and gave millions of dollars. So we need to look at not only what we're doing, but the sacrifice that we take and what the responsibilities that we currently have. And so, alhamdulillah. So with that said, I wanted to share quickly. I know we're getting to our listening audience. I read this morning with Sirwis. We read our 30th as sisters here in Charlotte, and this is our second day. But one of the ayats that stood out to me was, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ayats 2, Surah 2, ayat 43. It says, establish prayers, pay alms tax, and bow down with those who bow down. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So we're asking you to, this is part of alms tax, and this is something that we are worshiping. It's part of worship. So we are bowing down when we come to you with our programs each week. We are bowing down and submitting to Allah and giving and loaning to Allah a beautiful loan. So we're asking you to do what we are doing, and we are modeling. I am going to go ahead and donate, these to be the law, $100, and I ask Allah to bless and multiply that in this holy month of Ramadan. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And
alhamdulillah.
We are giving life. Give life. I want to let somebody talk. But yesterday we had a 3-year-old Jananza, and it's just impacting me. She wasn't, her mother wasn't a member of Masjid Ash-Shahid, but she originally is from New York. She moved here, and apparently, of course, they're a Muslim family. She had a 3-year-old who had asthma who returned to Allah, and the father came all the way from New York for the Jananza. And because they're African-American, my father gets a lot of the responsibility for Jananzas all over Charlotte, since we're the largest association of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullah Alay. So let's give life to her. in her name. Let's go ahead and give donations on that behalf of that beautiful young lady. Her name was Aisha Nix, and may Allah be pleased with her. And she was born March 28, 2000, and she returned to Allah on March 17, 2023. So with that said, keep giving life. We're going to keep giving life for one another. And visit Narrative Aspirations, and inshallah, I'll be working with the senior management team, and not only as program manager duties, supporting other people, but also CWSC, the Strategic Family Institute. We have big visions, and Allah's opening time slots, and he's moving me in ways that I'll have more availability, more autonomy, and getting away from punching that time clock and pushing somebody else's vision. So thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We're going to get Muhammad Sharif on, and then after that, we're going to take a break, inshallah. 914-434. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam to everyone, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak, Muhammad.
Yeah. Thank you all. Yeah, I'm glad to see that the leadership is stepping out ahead, and that's where it should be. Maybe you started. You started. Now just... So if there's anyone, I'd just like to make a contribution of $100. And I'll just...
My brother.
just a side note here. We have a business in our community that I shop with, you know, every week. And on this counter, they have a little bell ring, you know. So every time someone, you make donations and give a tip to the, you know, to the workers. And every time someone make a donation, put some money in the back, in the bucket for the staff, you ring a bell, like Imam Kareem is doing. Yeah, so thank you to Allah. That's good. That's good.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Well, we have $805. Want to ring it? Ooh! We almost get to $1,000, y'all. At least we'll have before we leave here today, inshallah, is $1,000. So I can't accept anything less, y'all. We're at $805 now.
Oh, boy.
That's a challenge, y'all. So we got 805, so we're looking for that 1,000. Can we get 1,000 over here? Alhamdulillah. All right, we are going to, I see we have another call. I'm going to try to get this caller, and then we're going to come back. Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. Sharif, we appreciate you. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. 727-400. Assalamu alaikum, you're on CWSC Friday Roundtable.
Yes, thank you so very much. My phone died. I had to call in on another trusting line.
Okay.
I'm Martha Nyla here. Pittsburgh, Clearwater, Florida.
Yes, I was wondering about that. That looked like a familiar number there. All right, so we are going to take a station identification break. You're listening to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. We are talking about our Ramadan telethon today. It's an exciting day, and we are just so elated. All the things that are going on here on AM 350 and of course, CWSC, our flagship. And, I mean, is that right, Martha? No, we are the flagship. All right. So, anyway, all right. I'll be right back. Inshallah, don't touch that dial.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship Leadership Development Council, The Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, The Bookstore, May We Share Completely Humanity, In Spirit and in Form, From Thought to Action, God's Peace, God's Love, God's Compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Latifa A. Hamidi, CEO for AM360. I would like to extend Ramadan Mubarak to all Muslims. As we approach Ramadan, let us be mindful that this is a month that is dedicated only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan quotes by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the month of Ramadan arrives, the door of mercy is open. Fasting is a shield that will protect you from the hellfire and prevent you from sin. Ramadan is the month whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is freedom from hellfire. Every action a son of Adam does shall be multiplied. A good action by 10 times its value, up to 700 times. Allah says, with the exception of fasting, which belongs to me, and I reward it accordingly, for one abandons his desire and food for my sake. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person, one when he breaks his fast and the other when he meets his Lord, and bad breath of the fasting person is better in the sight of Allah than the fragrance of musk. O Allah, we seek you, your help, and we ask you for faith that doesn't fade, blessings that do not deplete, and the company of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of your paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and Ramadan Mubarak. And welcome back to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. We have our telethon going on today, alhamdulillah. And I just wanted to say there are a few things that we have on our calendar. Just want to let everyone know this is what we do, alhamdulillah. We have our daily reading of the Quranic juice, and Imam Kareem, he is so gracious every day. Every day he gets up and he does this for us. And it's Friday. He's the one that does the Friday every day. I mean, every Friday that he brings on Surah Al-Kahf. And then now he has taken the project where he has daily reading that he's the host for that program. And that's the Quranic juice every day from 5:30 to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard. I'm sorry, 6:30. To 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? 6:30 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Ramadan sessions will be held every Sunday during the month of Ramadan from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on AM360. And that's also Imam Kareem, Imam Michael Hamid, and also Sister Mahasan will be conducting those Ramadan sessions. Sister's Halakha will be held every Thursday during the month of Ramadan from 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time, starting next Thursday, March the 30th. And Khalida Akwa, she will be heading that, she will be the host of that particular Sister's Halakha. So, sisters, if you have anything you would like to talk about, please get with Sister Khalida, and she will help you with that. And she will be there for you, inshallah. We have, of course, we're doing our Ramadan telethon, which is kicking off today. We're asking that everyone donate. I mean, it's not what you give, it's the thought that counts from your heart, inshallah. We also have a surah contest. There will be specific surahs that are shared on the program.
for each 10 days of Ramadan, mercy, forgiveness, and freedom from the hellfire. The first 10 days, mercy, will be the first one will be on MAPS. That's on this Monday, March the 27th, between 1 o'clock and 3. Now, what we do is they will recite a particular surah. I mean, you know, ayat from a particular surah, and they will tell you what that particular ayat is from that surah, tell you the surah and what ayat they are reciting that day. And then on the second 10 days, it's going to be on April the 2nd between 1:30 and 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the third session, the third 10 days, will be Freedom from the Hellfire. That will be on Narrative Aspirations, April the 12th. Let me go back. The second 10 days will be on Reading of a Good Book, Sunday, April the 2nd, 2023, between 1:30 and 3 o'clock. And then the third 10 days, Freedom from the Hellfire, Sister Kalita, will be on Narrative Aspirations. That'll be Wednesday, April the 12th, 2023, between 7 and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, the winner will receive a set of Islamic books from Imam Shahid Abdullah mailed to his or her home. So we're going to mail those. He's going to mail those books. And, of course, we are going to incur the cost, AM360. So, alhamdulillah, we are opening this up to any of our listening audience. Now, you have to listen to those programs on March the 27th between 1 and 3 p.m., April 2nd between 1:30 and 3, and then April 12th between 7 and 9 p.m. And you won't know the surah and the ayat unless you listen to the program. So you have to listen to the program. And what happens is on Friday, the Friday roundtable, each Friday of that week that it is aired, when you come on, then we will give time for that. And the first person that can tell us what surah and what ayat and recite it on the Friday roundtable, they will win that prize. Alhamdulillah. So that'll be three prizes that we are going to give out to the listening audience. Again, it will be a set of Islamic books from Imam Shahid Abdullah. And so we're just excited about that. So that's something that we're doing. That's the, so we're asking you all to listen in on those programs, inshallah, and give us that information. And the first person that raises their hand when we say, okay, then that's who will get the prize once they recite the surah, what surah it is, and what ayat, inshallah. And then we have nightly Tadawir prayers. We had the first one yesterday. Now, what we're doing is it will be on, if we call someone host our time here on AM360, we will plug in to the Tadawir prayers. Now, you can also call in at 267-807-9611, 267-807-9611, and the code is 511818, pound, 511818, pound. And so just remember that, and if you want us to, we will announce that again later. So, inshallah. And then we have iftar. Our first iftar is going to be, all the iftars will be virtual, and the first one will be held on the 26th, which is going to be this Sunday. They will all be on Sundays. So this one will be a virtual, all of them are going to be virtual iftars. It's like tuning in and be able to listen to what's going on. It's going to be Masjid Ash-Shahid out of North Carolina, Charlotte. And that's going to be the first 3/26, the 2nd of April, the 9th of April, and the 16th of April. And the last one will be with Imbir, Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah out of San Antonio, Texas. And that will be a virtual and I did virtual one as well. Now, I need to give you all one last thing, and if we have the Zoom information, and some of you that do not have that, of course you don't have it. I am, if you need it, just go to go to info@cwsc.us, okay, and ask us. But I'm going to give you the Zoom meeting number. It's 267-203-1975. 267-203-1975. Again, the meeting ID is 267-203-1975. And the passcode is 324-805. 324-805. If you want to join in the virtual iftar for those three iftars, the 26th of March, the 2nd of April, and the 9th of April. And the 16th is forthcoming, and we will give you that information as we get closer. And these are virtual iftars that will take place beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know we're not all on the same time, but if you can support that at that time, and if your iftar is later, you can just support it. Just listen, and it would be wonderful. So, it's, you know, just supporting each other. That's what we're all about here, inshallah. So if you want more information, just email us at info@cwsc.us, and we will send that out to you. If you missed any of this and you would like it, actually, I can send the calendar out, the calendar of events. If you would like to have that calendar of events, just either call the 910-317-0297 and give us your information. Leave your email and we will send it out to you, or you can email us at info@cwsc.us. Apologize, info@cwsc.us. And we will also mail that out to you. So email it out to you, excuse me. All right. There's so much going on. And again, Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And we are having our telethon. Just needed to get the housekeeping out of the way. And also, share your Juma. How could I forget that when that is what we do on Friday? That's our feature on Friday. Share your Juma is going to be Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be Imam Yahya Abdullah. And the Share Your Juma today will be Imam, I think it's at, he told me it's at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be from Masjid Muhammad of Jacksonville, Florida. The khatib is Imam Yahya Abdullah. The time is 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then again, join us back here at 6 o'clock p.m. for Community Buzz and Community Developmental Stages with Mantanala Abdullah. So, alhamdulillah, got that out of the way, and we will do that one more time before we get off the air, inshallah. And we are, any other callers? I see Imam is on. We're going to bring on Imam Omar Shakir. He is going to give us some information on the first 10 days of Ramadan. And anyone else have any other questions, press 1 to get in the queue before we get to Brother Imam. It's right at the top of the hour here. We got about another minute before we're at the top of the hour. So we have so far, alhamdulillah, we have $805. We're trying to get $1,000 on the CWSC Friday Roundtable this morning. So if any of you would like to donate, please do so. We appreciate you so, so much. We know we cannot do it without you, listening audience, inshallah. All right. So thank you all so much. And if you can stick around, team, stick around. We appreciate it. Well, we're going to bring on Imam Omar Shakir right now. And then later on, we're going to bring on Imam Imam Abdul Aziz, Imam Kawi Abdul Aziz will be bringing him on today as well. So again, keep in mind, if you want to donate, please press 1 to get in the queue, and we'll be more than happy to get your pledge, inshallah. All right. All right. I'm not trying to forget about my co-host. I just want to say, you know, we're all in the moment, so I wanted to say, do you have anything to say, add to that, sister? I'm
just listening and going along with the program, and I'm enjoying myself. And, you know, I wanted to add something, just one thing. I just thought about, you know, we plan and Allah plans, and Allah has blessed us to meet this beautiful second day of Ramadan. And with my donation, I've made arrangements that if Allah sees that I'm not going to be here for the rest of the month, that my donation is still pledged and paid.
Alhamdulillah. You're right, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised, so we got to make sure we do what we're supposed to do. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. All right, and so we are going to bring on Imam Omar Shakir. He's a resident imam in San Antonio, Texas. As-salamu alaykum, Imam Omar, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah wa Ramadan Mubarak. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. We have everybody on the line. We have all of the teams, the AM360 team. We have Martha Nyla on the line. We have all of us. And we've been pledging this morning. We have $805 thus far in our pledges. So we're so thankful. We're trying to reach $1,000 this morning. And so on the CWSC Friday Roundtable. And I'm just putting that out there, putting a buzz in your ear, Brother Imam.
That's right.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
We're putting a hit out there.
Yeah, you put it out there pretty good, Latifa.
It wasn't discreet at all, was it? All right, brother, ma'am, I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Well, thank you again. We want to say Ramadan Mubarak to the entire listening audience. As always, we begin with Allah's name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We give Allah the complete and perfect praise. He is our Lord, keeper, sustainer, evolver of all the worlds, as well as our Lord, keeper, sustainer, evolver of all the systems of knowledge. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa amma ba'd. And that is, I witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone. He is without partners or associates, and there's nothing like unto him. And I further witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, that he is Allah's slave servant and his messenger. And we salute him as he should be saluted, the prayers and the peace be on him and what follows of that salutation. My dear Sister Latifa, I'm always appreciative for the opportunity to share on AM360 radio. And we are especially blessed in this sacred time, this blessed month of Ramadan. And I'm not going to go right to the first 10 days of Ramadan. I want to do something else first. Alhamdulillah, on last Friday, which we know now definitely was the last Friday in the month of Shaban, we have in our traditions that Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did a khutbah on the last Friday, a sermon, a lecture on the last Friday in the month of Shaban in the anticipation of the arrival of the month of Ramadan. And I want to open, and you let me know, are we going to take breaks or am I going to go straight through?
You can go straight through for that time. We have allowed it.
Okay, because I know you usually have breaks, and so that's fine. But at any rate, I don't know, I might not even take the whole 30 minutes, but I want to start by sharing this khutbah with your listening audience, because we're on day two, as our sister just mentioned a moment ago. So we're in the beginning of Ramadan, and it is so important for us to transition from how our lives are many of us prior to Ramadan. You know, we're all over the place. We got so much going on. The world is pulling on us. But we want to change our attitude. We want to change our mental disposition. We want to change our behavior so that we can get in tune and in harmony with this blessed month, and also be ready to receive the wonderful opportunities and blessings that are associated with it. We don't want to miss those opportunities. So I'm offering this, and I don't have to give any comments. I think it speaks for itself. I'm offering this to help us get in the right spirit, the right frame of mind to receive this blessed month and bring to our conscious mind what to expect. See, the beauty is, whenever you and I intend something, or we want to offer something, or we want to do something for someone, we have to say inshallah. We have to, in a way, ask Allah and hope that he will allow us to do it is what we want to do. But Allah is not like that. Allah does what he wants without let. Allah needs no permission. He needs no help. What am I saying? If Allah gives us certain guarantees and promises in this blessed month, as Allah says himself in the Quran, that he never fails us in his promises. But he also lets us know, be careful. Don't listen to the subtleties. Don't listen to the whispers of the shaitan, because the shaitan, the devil, often breaks his promises. But Allah never breaks his promises. So what I'm about to share with you about this blessed month from the words of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be clear to us what we're about to enter. All right, let's go. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his khutbah, and I quote, "O people, indeed ahead of you is a blessed month of Allah, a month of blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. A month with Allah, a month which with Allah is the best of months. Its days are the best of days. Its nights are the best of nights. The best of nights and its hours are the best of hours. It is a month which invites you to be the guest of Allah." Let that marinate a minute, family. It is the month which invites you to be the guest of Allah. It invites you to be one of those near to him. Each breath you take glorifies him. Your sleep is worship. Your deeds are accepted, and your supplications are answered. So ask Allah, your Lord, to give you a sound body and an enlightened heart so that you will be able to fast and recite his book. For only he is unhappy who is devoid of Allah's forgiveness during this great month. Remember the hunger and the thirst of the day of Qiyamah, the day of standing judgment. With the hunger and the thirst, give alms to the needy and the poor. Honor your old. Show kindness to the young ones. Maintain relationships with your blood relations. Guard your tongues. Close your eyes to that which is not permissible for your sight. Close your ears, which is forbidden for you to hear, and show compassion to the orphans and the people so that compassion may be shown to your orphans. Repent to Allah for your sins and raise your hands in dua during these times, for they are the best of times, and Allah looks towards his creatures with kindness, replying to them during the hours and granting them their needs if they would only ask. O people, indeed your souls are dependent on your deeds. Free it with repentance. Lighten your loads by long prostrations, and know that Allah swears by his might that there's no punishment for the one who prays and prostrates, and he shall have no fear of the fire on the day when a man stands before Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. O people, one who gives iftar to a fasting person during this month will be like one who has freed someone, and his past sins will be forgiven. some of the people who were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Prophet, not all of us are able to invite people that are fasting or give iftar when they're fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah gives this reward even if the iftar meal is a drink of water. Allahu Akbar. One who has good morals during the month will be able to pass the Salat on the day of judgment, on that day that the feet will not slip. One who covers the faults of others will benefit in that Allah will curb his anger on the day of judgment. As for one who honors an orphan, Allah will honor him on the day of judgment. And for one who spends his kindness, pardon me, and the one who spreads his kindness, Allah will spread his mercy over him on the day of judgment. As for the one who cuts the ties of relationship, Allah will cut his mercy from him. Whosoever performs a recommended prayer in this month, Allah will keep the fire of hell away from him. Whoever performs an obligatory prayer, Allah will reward that individual with 70 prayers worth in this month. Allahu Akbar. And whoever prays a lot during this month will have his Lord lightened, pardon, have his load lightened on the day of judgment or the day of measure. He who recites one verse of the Quran will be given the rewards of reading the entire Quran during any other month. I'm going to say that again. He who recites, I'm saying it again, dear family, because this is the month of the Quran. This is the month of the Quran. People say this is the month of fasting. I hope y'all pray. I'm outside of the quote now. I'm outside of the quote. But we say this is the month of fasting. No, this is the month of the Quran, and we fast in this month. So back to the quote, and as I wrap this up, he who recites one verse of the Quran will be given the rewards of reciting the whole Quran during other months. O people, indeed, during this month, the doors of heaven are open. Therefore, ask Allah not to close them for you. The doors of hell are closed, so ask Allah to keep them closed for you. And during this month, Shaitan, the devil, Satan is in prison. So ask your Lord not to let him have power over you. We say Sadaqa Rasulullah, and surely Allah's messenger speaks the truth. Ameen. Dear family, I hope you can appreciate that. I hope this sets the tone for us as we're on day two, as we get into our presentation this morning. And I'm aware of the time, Sister Latifah. It won't take me long. We're talking about mercy this morning. And I know that speaking with you, Sister Latifah, your inspiration for this is that there's a popular hadith of Muhammad the Prophet, upon him be peace, that he is reported to have said that when the month of Ramadan approaches, you can split it up, I'm paraphrasing, you can break it up into three aspects, because normal Ramadan fast is 30 days. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan, which we are in right now, the first 10 days are to be understood to be the days of mercy. The second 10 days are to be understood to be the days of forgiveness. And then the last 10 days, according to Muhammad the Prophet, upon him be peace, we should be looking for deliverance from the hellfire. And again, I can't elaborate too much, but we are taught by Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu to understand that in religion, there are progressions. It's all about progress. It's all about progression. It's about evolving. It's about firming up one level to prepare and evolve to the next level. So even in looking at the mercy, the forgiveness, safety from the hellfire, I pray that we can see a progression. If we get Allah's mercy and we get his forgiveness, the natural outcome and consequence would be safety and protection and deliverance from the hellfire. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now let's unpack this mercy. In the first surah of the Quran, as you all know, it's the oft-repeated surah. It's the oft-repeated verses. It's the surah al-Fatiha. And in this surah, the first ayat of the surah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the first ayat opens up with not one mercy, but two mercies. We translate it with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And then we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and come right back and say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So the first verse and the third verse talk about Allah's mercy, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And brothers and sisters, there is a wisdom and an insight. I want to just unpack this a little bit because we want to understand what are the nuances, what are the depths, what are the levels of this mercy. And what I mean by that is if you read different translations of the Quran, and by the way, not only does the Quran begin with the first verse with the two mercies, usually before you and I embark on anything, whether we're traveling, whether we're getting ready to eat, whether we open a meeting, whatever, we open with Allah's name. That's how we open. And a lot of times we won't just say Bismillah with Allah's name. We'll say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Here's the point. We struggle anytime we translate Arabic into other language. And for us, let's talk about English. We struggle to convey the essence of what the Arabic is saying, the depth, the width, the beauty of what the Arabic is saying, translating into another language. So we know that when we translate, we lose something. So we do our best to do these one or two word translations, but they really don't do it justice. So a beautiful example of this, and I'll tell you in a moment why I'm leading to something, because again, what I'm leading to is that when we look at the different translations of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we see that the scholars have struggled to come up with a translation that captures and conveys the essence of what that Arabic is saying. One of the examples that really paints this picture for us is when we say Rab, the Arabic word Rab. We translate Rab, Lord, L-O-R-D, Lord. And we know this is inadequate because the word Rab can't really be translated into a one-word English translation. That's why sometimes in the beginning, we had that word translated, guardian evolver, cherisher sustainer, keeper of all the worlds. This is how we had translated in the beginning. So I've used quite a few English words to get close to that. But Rab actually means that Allah, thing he creates, he not only creates it, but he oversees the development and the evolving and the nurturing of its creation all the way to its destiny, all the way to its completion. That is Rab. Did you see all those words we had to use for that? So similarly, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, these words can both be translated mercy. But again, I can't get into a real lesson on this, but we have Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The R is like L. It's a definite article. So you're talking about the merciful. But there's two different words for merciful. So we have heard translations like in Allah's name, the gracious, the compassionate. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. These are all attempts to get at what Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim in its essence is really talking about. So, dear family, what are we saying here? Imam Muhammad radiallahu an earlier on in his leadership, because he struggled with this as well. He struggled to find a translation that was comfortable for him. He admitted that even though some of the other ones were good, it just didn't quite do it for him. And you also notice that Imam Muhammad changed in the name of Allah to with Allah's name. This is subtle, but it's significant. In the name of something versus with the name of something. And see, what is interesting about this is that this is also a legitimate translation. Bih not only means in, but it also means with or by. And I've seen one other translation that translates Bismillah with Allah's name. So, dear family, I'm just trying to show us that in these definitions are direction, but I'm also trying to show us that there is a strategy for the da'wah. There's a strategy for education that Imam Muhammad was doing, radiallahu anh. So I might as well say it. You all already know his translation for Bismillahirrahmanirrahim is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. So you have beneficent. You have mercy. And brothers and sisters, this is important. You're talking about the first 10 days, the days of mercy. Do you really understand the depths of Allah's mercy? Do you really understand how compassionate and kind and helping and how beautiful Allah is and considerate Allah is to his creation? So what have the scholars said about this? First, I'll say this. Beneficent and mercy, benefactor, beneficent, similar words. You're talking about one that is generous, one that is giving, one that is kind and merciful. So what have the scholars said? Ar-Rahman is the mercy of this world. Ar-Rahman is a mercy that Allah gives to everything in his creation without them doing anything to deserve it, to not doing anything to earn it. They don't have to do anything to qualify for it. It comes with your creation. It comes with your development. So Allah is not only going to create, he's going to sustain. He's going to give us the ability, whether it's through our intellect, like the human being, we do everything through our intellect, or if it's by nature. The nature that he clocked into the worm or the squirrel or the alligator, they have a nature that helps them survive. He not only created them, but he gave them what they needed to sustain themselves and to thrive. So this mercy is for everything. You don't have to be a believer. You get it. It comes with your creation. So that is Ar-Rahman. It's a mercy that you don't have to earn or do anything for. Now, Ar-Rahim, the scholars say, because this is another aspect of the mercy, the scholars say that Ar-Rahim is the mercy of the eternal life or the mercy of the hereafter. Now, to get that mercy, you do have to qualify on some level. You do have to be obedient. You do have to be striving. You do have to be trying to obey Allah and please him and worship him, etc. And the result of your striving and all of that qualifies you for rewards in the life to come. Now, in a moment, I'm going to share something with you from the tafsir of Imam Waraquddin Muhammad radiallahu an, because he comments on these two words, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and gives us a type of picture or analogy of how we can relate to them in this world and in our life. So the thing that I'm saying here, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim can literally be translated the merciful, but there's layers, there's nuances of this. In Imam Muhammad, in his translation, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, he was addressing something particular with Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim, we say the merciful redeemer. he was really addressing something here, because we know that we live in a world and an environment. Remember what the Quran is all about. The Quran comes to confirm the truth of the past, but it also comes to further explain and correct where necessary. So what I'm talking about now, mankind, certain religious communities have given certain things that belong to Allah, to Allah's creation. I won't keep you guessing. Any person that believes or says that one of Allah's servants, prophets, messengers, or creatures is the redeemer, they don't understand. A person can be a redeemer. No prophet or messenger is a redeemer. No matter how great they are, no matter how much they've offered, no matter how many miracles they've done by Allah's permission, it should all go back to Allah. So when we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we are reminding everyone that hears us that only Allah is the redeemer. Only Allah is the benefactor. Yes, we may receive benefit through other people, but who has released that? Who has empowered them to do that? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is He and supreme above all things. So it is Allah that is the redeemer. We must keep this in mind. It is Allah that is the ultimate benefactor. Yes, He gives us what we need. You know, sometimes we want to help our family members, our children, our spouse, our parents. Sometimes we want to help a member of the community, and we feel frustrated sometimes because we may not know how to help them. Allah has blessed me to understand that even though you may physically try to do something to help someone, the first thing you and I have to do is pray to Allah. We have to ask Allah to help, because Allah knows the best way to help, bring relief, heal, cure, whatever we're making dua for, whatever we want for our family. Only Allah can guide in all of that. So I'm putting things back where they need to be. Don't ever forget the cause behind all effects, and it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is always the cause and never effect, and He's the cause behind all effects. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So let me stop there just right quick. Sister Latifa, do you have any questions or comments? Sister Martha, anything to say at this point before I kind of wrap it up?
Alhamdulillah, we're listening, and it's yeah. Wow, it's wonderful.
Right.
Well, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We in mercy, Allah says that He inscribed for Himself the rule of mercy. You know, some religious communities, they have a tone or a culture of fire and brimstone and trying to make you petrified and afraid of God and God's wrath, and He's going to hit you with a lightning bolt, and you know, this fear tactic to get you to be obedient and worship. No, that's not Allah. Yes, certainly Allah can punish. Certainly Allah can throw the lightning bolts and all of that. But that's not my experience with Allah. That's not how I relate to Allah. That's not how I see Him. I believe and I pray Allah. I have a healthy fear of Him. But it's kind of like that fear that you have when you have a healthy and a proper relationship with a parent. It's not that you are afraid that the parent is going to break your arm or something like that. Unfortunately, we do have those situations in the world too. But even if a parent punishes us or chastises us or even gives us a whooping, you know, I know that's taboo these days, but I got whooped when I was growing up. My mother said, go get the switch and all of that. I went through all of that growing up. And inshallah, I came out all right, alhamdulillah. But I know that's taboo today. But the point I'm making there is even then you knew mom loved you. Even then you didn't focus. You know that that was a consequence for something that you did, but your overall view and picture of your mother was that of honor and reverence and respect. And actually the fear was the fear of disappointing them or hurting their feelings, not the fear that they were going to hurt you in some kind of way. So I choose to see Allah in that capacity. Allah says that he chose for himself the rule of mercy, but Allah also says his mercy outrules his wrath. Check that out. His mercy outrules his wrath. And, you know, we have a term in our religion called taqwa. This term taqwa is translated God consciousness. And what is meant by that is that you remember Allah, and that helps put you back on track, or it helps you to avoid the sins and the wrongdoings, or if you're angry, it'll calm you down, or if you're tempted to tell a lie, you'll say, no, that won't please Allah. Or even in how we interact with our husbands and our wives and our children, you know, all of these kinds of things, that God consciousness is a motivator to do what's right. Watch this. Even when you don't feel like doing what's right. But, you know, again, our imam gave us insight. He said that a better way to say taqwa, to define it, is regardfulness. Regardfulness. See, regard. If you regard something, you value it. You have reverence for it. You have respect for it. Regardfulness. God consciousness is fine, you know, because isn't that what Allah says this blessed month is all about? O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you learn God consciousness. That's the goal of this, to get closer to Allah, to remember Allah, to have that God consciousness. So with that, dear family, I would like to conclude my comments, and I don't want to interfere with your format or anything, Sister Latifa, but I'm going to go now to a work. I can call it a book. There's something out that has been compiled and put together by Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed and I believe Imam Ronald Shaheed and others. It's called Commentary on the Selected Verses of the Holy Quran. And this is documented from the teachings of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, radiallahu anhu. And in this book, those of you that have it, if you want to reference this, it's actually on page 14 of this book, Selected Verses, Commentary of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad on the Quran. So I will conclude with this. Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu comments on the terms Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Again, we're talking about mercy. Ramadan is about the first 10 days of mercy, but we have to understand the depths of mercy. And you know what, dear family, what this also should help us, we should never despair of the mercy of Allah. There's no sin that we can do. There's nothing that Allah does not have the capacity to forgive. This is kind of forgiveness, that's another aspect, but forgiveness is also a mercy. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have said that if the children of Adam did not sin, he would destroy them and create a new creation that did sin because he loves to forgive sins. Then there's another hadith that says if we were to mass sins from the skies to the earth, if we could do that much sin from the skies to the earth, or the earth to the sky, Allah has the capacity to forgive. And I'm only offering this, dear family, because too often some of us, won't forgive ourselves, and Allah has already forgiven us. We just are so down on ourselves and such poor esteem, etc. So know that this mercy is a redemptive mercy. Know that this mercy, there's no limits to it. We say, oh, man, I asked Allah for forgiveness. I told him I wasn't going to do it again, and I ended up doing it again. I'm ashamed to go to him again. No, keep going to him. Keep going to him. It ain't over till it's over. He has the capacity to forgive. And he's more patient than you and I. We write people off after a couple times. Say, no, I'm through with you. But Allah forgives over and over again. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so let's get to our imam. And I quote, he is the one who is the creator of all useful things, the benefactor or the beneficent God, the one who has made available all those gifts that we recognize in the natural creation as the graces of God. This attribute brings to mind the role of man in the human society, in the society, in the social family, in that of a provider. When the baby is born, it begins enjoying the benefits of the home life that are made possible by his father, the provider, if its home has developed naturally or in line with normal human development. The child has its bed, its clothing, its eating table, its food, and other things that it needs to satisfy itself in its childhood. These things are provided by the father in the home. The father is a benefactor who provides and who makes gifts available to the young children of his loins. We have in Ar-Rahman a name that is much greater in description because it is the nature that covers the whole of creation, the whole of the human needs, and all the needs of its creatures. Ar-Rahman not only covers the physical grace, but it also includes the mental, the moral, and the spiritual graces. Even the Quran itself is called the gift of Ar-Rahman. And lastly, and I quote the Imam, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim refers to the mercy, the womb. Ar-Rahim brings to mind another grace and mercy. We see it in an image of a signification. I'm sorry, did I say that right? We see it in an image or a signification pointing to the concept of the female womb. The child conceived in the womb of the mother grows until it reaches its full development. When it is delivered into the world, it remembers no pain or bad experiences from the period of development in the womb. It comes here and immediately is provided with milk in the breast of its mother, the food that it needs for further growth and development. We see in this, too, the attribute of a benefactor providing the needs of the young child before it becomes aware that it even has these needs. This is a graceful mercy that comes to the creature continually without the creature having to ask for it. It is an eternal grace and a continuous grace. We have two attributes that attributes of the that are attributes of the divine, the supreme being. One, bringing to mind the social image of man and his role as a provider and benefactor. The second one, bringing to mind the role of a woman as one who watches over and cares for the tender life, gives it its need and protects it from suffering, unquote. Again, I thank you, Sister Latifah. I pray Allah this has been beneficial as we start this blessed month and reflect on the first 10 days of Allah's mercy. And my prayer is that Allah will accept our fast and we will be successful. And this will help us return to our original pattern and draw us closer to Allah. Ameen. Thank you, my sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you so much, Imam Omar Shakir, he's the Reverend Imam of San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so, so much. I don't know, is my co-host still on? Press 1 to get in the queue. Aliyah, if you're still on, I'm going to go to a break. All right, she's here. Yeah. I thought I lost you for a minute, sis.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, no, I was here. No, yes, you hear
okay.
me?
Yes, I do, sis. You changed phones.
I don't know what to do. I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, one went dead, so I got to go to the next one.
Hey, look, that's what we have to do. We're going to go to a station identification break. And I don't know if you have any comments on what was said just now, Sister Alia.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just going along and I'm enjoying the whole conversation. Oh, my goodness.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a station identification break, and then we're going to come back, inshallah. I'm going to bring Martha back on, and she's going to introduce our next guest here, inshallah. Just going to take a station identification break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
With Allah's name, most merciful, benefactor, most merciful, redeemer, we are grateful to announce that during the month of Ramadan, here on American Muslim 360, yours truly, Kareem Hamid and Michael Hameen, shall share the Ramadan sessions of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, Sunday evenings from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, here on American Muslim 360 Radio. We look forward to your presence. Pre-Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad, executive producer of Study Al-Islam, here to announce that the Ramadan 2020 series is projected to start the morning of Friday, April 24, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will continue our study on building a model community, and the talks will focus on the Medina Sura. The good news, you can listen by joining am360.org or 701-719-4197. Please purchase your Muslim journal for a complete schedule of the speakers. May this Ramadan be our best effort and outcome. Insha'Allah, your sister and friend, Fitra.
Okay, welcome back. Inshallah, I'm going to turn it over to Martha. Martha? Inshallah.
Yes, and assalamu alaikum. Once again, God's peace be upon everyone here and the blessedness of month. As Imam was speaking, he said, the month of fasting, we now know that it's much more, much greater than that. So being involved in seeking the mercy of Almighty God, praise be to God for this first 10 days, and always, always. So with that, I'm Martha Naila Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, / Clearwater, Florida, and it gives me great honor to present to you, because of our time segment here and there, their busyness. I'm speaking of two individuals that are on the line with us from the Tampa Bay area, specifically St. Petersburg and Valrico. He'll correct me in a moment, but of the Tampa Bay area. And it pleases us, too. This is the fifth year of, I say fifth, 2017, maybe the sixth year. 2 years we missed for COVID, but I'm speaking of IFTAR, the IFTAR committee, which is comprised of several individuals throughout the community and, of course, the co-sponsorship of the city of St. Petersburg. So I'm going to let them present to you, as this is our giving month, our receiving and giving, receiving and giving. I'll say again, receiving and giving. So we bring on This is the first that many of you have. I don't think you've had the pleasure of meeting her. We're longtime friends in the Muslim community. She's I say she's an artistic person with words, and I'm pleased to introduce to you Eileen Gamage Ahmed, and her number is 727-542. Latifa, if they press 1 to come into the queue, just press 1 on your phone, please. And Latifa will open your mic. And along with her is our you've heard Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz, a presenter here on American Muslim 360. We listen a lot with the Juma, Share Your Juma. He's presented and he's come on as a guest. And he's been with Rabiha Jackson as a guest, too, presenting his books as an author. I don't want to take the time to say so much I can say about them, but if they've pressed their number 1 on their phone, we'll give them the opportunity to share their purpose of being with you, their audience, this morning. God willing, let's see here. Yes, their mics are open. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak to Imam and Eileen.
Wa alaikum assalam wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak to all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. All right. Well, we get praise be to Almighty God. We'll let you go ahead and present. I'm sure you're eager to present everyone, the Iftar Committee. I will be sharing the recipient of your donation, our dear listeners and donors, as we have a long list here. But I'm happy to say that we're connected with the Iftar Committee and the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association and the City of St. Petersburg. All right, to you all who wants to be first, please present.
Yeah, I've always had this thing about, sisters are first. You know, I mean, that means I got her back.
You got her back. All right. This is Eileen Gamage Ahmed. Come on forward.
Peace and blessings again to our sisters and brothers and all of our radio listeners. It is a wonderful, wonderful time of year. The spirit of Ramadan is here, and I know you feel it in the atmosphere. Ramadan Mubarak again to everyone. I'm excited to be on with you this morning. And just a little briefing, Sister Nyla just brought us in by saying that the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, located in the beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, has planned their 5th annual community iftar dinner. And this event is going to take place very soon on April the 4th here in the beautiful city of St. Petersburg at our historic Coliseum. And what we do is we invite the entire community to come out and break bread together with peace, love, and compassion for all humanity. It has grown over the year from a mere maybe 100 or 200 individuals to more than 800 attendees. And so we're very much looking forward to that. And just putting the word out, inviting everyone to come to share. Our keynote speaker for this event is our awesome Sister Aisha Mustafa with the Muslim Journal. I'm sorry, my voice is a little cracked this morning. But anyway, Sister Aisha, our beloved sister, been around for a long time, has a beautiful history in our community, and I just cannot wait to share her with the individuals who are planning on attending the 5th annual community iftar dinner. I'll let the imam speak a little bit more to this, and I'll get back with you all on the other end.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Yes, I'm like Sister Aileen. I'm very excited, and that continues to grow daily as we move closer and closer to the actual event. As she and Sister Naila said, this is the 5th year. I think that she's given you some of the particulars about the event itself. But, out of humility, I just want to think, you know, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. And I think, you know, in the capacities that we operate in, you know, I think, you know, these are not things that we just simply decide to do on our own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to these posts or to these stations. And to be a part of a city that recognizes the Ramadan's fast and the breaking of that fast as a sacred duty of the human being, I'm telling you, it's hard to contain yourself when you are part of something of that magnitude. And I'm saying to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, Allah has called us all to this duty, and attaching myself to some of the beautiful remarks that was made by Imam Shakir before us, that within itself is definitely the mercy of Allah. To be attached to such an event and with such magnitude, as well as the event itself, you know, comes as a mercy to the community, because we as Muslims, you know, we have come to a point in time and place in this reality that now is our platform. That event that goes on in that city is our platform to address the community and exemplify and call the community back to the excellence, the excellent assignment that God placed upon the human being. So I just want you to know I'm so excited to be a part of the event and be able to work with the people that we work with each year to make this event as beautiful as it normally is. So that's where I am in this. You know, the people, I tell you, the people that come forth and donate money, the city who is so generous to just, you know, no problem, you know, take this building and there's no cost, there's no fee, like it would be for normal, you know, other organizations. So it's been a great blessing, and we certainly feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entities who come forward and donate large sums of money, you know, to make this event possible, it's just remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable. I'm just thankful to be a part of the committee and work with the people that I work with.
Alhamdulillah. Eileen, you wanted to follow up with something you say?
Okay, I can also share that our mayor, the mayor of the city of St. Petersburg, Mayor Kenneth T. Welch, and a lot of many of the Muslim leaders in the greater Tampa Bay area, what we do is we welcome residents from all over, not just Florida, but from all over, people of all faiths. They share in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, iftar program. And what we do is we just sit down and talk to each other. We become acquainted with each other. It's an awesome, awesome atmosphere. We engage our guests in meaningful conversations as they talk a little about themselves, and we find out really the commonalities that we all share. You know, it's really strange that we can move from an area of – move from our comfort zone, which we all are – we feel protected sometimes being where we are, and we move into a realm of we the people. And together, a part of our theme, we the people – working hard to form a better community, and not only a community, but worldwide. It's a very pleasant atmosphere. It's an exciting atmosphere. You feel a sense of I think you can say pleasantry in the Coliseum, and it really gives our guests something to think about and ease. I think we ease the uneasiness that some of us have, and the area, the environment becomes a lot more relaxed. But again, it is a beautiful fellowship with family and friends, a very diverse atmosphere, which we engage our conversations of unity and inclusivity. And again, we're partnering with the City of St. Petersburg, Mayor Ken Welch, our chair and our board, Imam Kareem Abdul Ali, Imam Abdul Aziz, Sister Nyla, and many others. So again, we're opening the doors of inclusivity, love, peace, and compassion to all to join us. And if by chance you miss us in person, we'll be showing up in Muslim Journal after the event is over.
And the address for anyone who wants to send any kind of donation that they're willing to do so, Aziz, either of you have the address, and then I'll come on now.
What I have is, because I always confuse the P.O. box, you can go to our website, www.tbamainc.com, and you will find the PayPal app, and you can click on that and make your donation.
That's Tbama, T-B-A-M-A dot I-N-C, or T-B-A-M-A-I-N-C. I think I got it mixed up.
Yeah, no dot between the A and the I. T-B-A-M-A-I-N-C dot com.
Come, okay. Well, thank you so very, very much, and many ones who are in the area, they can RSVP as well, that we can receive that. I think is on the website as well. Am I correct?
It is. Eventbrite.
Yes.
It's on Eventbrite.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Community Iftar Dinner.
Eventbrite Community Iftar Dinner. All right.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, the two of you. We want you to continue to come back to be with us as we're closing in on top of our hour here. And thankfully to Latifa Hameen, CEO of American Muslim 360, and her co-host, Aliyah Abdulrahman, this morning. And thank you to the listeners all around, and Ramadan Mubarak to all. I want to share now, please stay with us, as I'm going to share a list, just a list. I know I'm going to miss some, all right? But please, here's what our donations are going to. I go again through the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools. There are 7 Sister Clara Muhammad Schools, and with our dear brother Imam Adam Biya, who established, he and his wife established 100 at 50. 100 people giving $50 a month to support the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools, and there's a rotation scale for the schools who are the recipients. Doctors Without Borders, Study Al-Islam, that's with dear Sister Fitra Muhammad. Camp Khalil, the youth group, which is twice a year with their campsites, both in Houston, Texas, and in Florida. The Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, as you're hearing some representatives, the Iftar Committee, as well as Interfaith Tampa Bay, as we are members of WSC, is a member of Interfaith Tampa Bay. Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, these are our partners as well, everyone, as you're hearing those particular names. Then we go to Prevent Child Abuse, United Mission for Relief, the Pan-American Development Fund, Malala Trust Fund, that's the young lady who was shot by the Afghanistan, the trust fund that she established, World Resources Institute, Muslim Journal, the American Red Cross, Iman, that's a Muslim organization. Their Iman Fund, we give information on, many times on them through our community buzz. That's March for Our Lives, the Muhammad Ali Center, Carter G. Woodson Museum of Florida, Mercy Corps, International Museum of Muslim Cultures, Muslim Women in Action, and I, like I said, I know I'm missing some, but you get just with the time that we have to share here, we ask that you continue to give, make this your giving month, Ramadan, as you think about giving, and to the shelters, I didn't mention the homeless shelters all around the United States. There's so much that you're giving to, and we're thankful that you're placing your trust in us, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, which is a national organization, but we're working locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. Please help us in our efforts. Thank you once again for all that you do, and especially the listeners that are here every Friday morning and every day during the week. We're here live on American Muslim 360. And also you can go to am360.org and listen. You can dial 701-719-4197 and listen. Or you can go to cwsc.us and click on the podcast and listen to those previously aired shows with our gracious host. I'm turning back over to our co-hosts, Latifa Hameen and Aliyah Abdurrahman. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Or Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Kareem. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And now I know we've gone over a little bit, but that's okay. I'm all right with that. I am looking for people, alhamdulillah. We still are $200 short of our $1,000. So if you are ready to donate, press 1 to get in the queue. We'd love to take your donation.
Oh, and Latif, assalamu alaikum. Yeah. I apologize. I failed to let everyone know that the CWSC Board of Directors, not Imam Abdulaziz, he's very busy up there in New York, but the representation, along with Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association, will be present at the iftar. So praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I'll be there. Alhamdulillah. I'm thankful. I'm looking forward to it. I was there last year. It was wonderful, wonderful. Very well attended. And I mean, it's just so diverse. It was such a very rewarding experience. And I look forward to it this year as well, inshallah. All right. I'm opening up the lines to the listening audience. Come on. Right before, we just need a couple more $100 that we're asking everybody to donate. Here I have a caller, 301-598. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Debbie, how are you? Ramadan,
I am good. I want to donate $100.
Mashallah. Mashallah.
He left. He's not ringing the bell, but I'm ringing. That's $900. Thank you so much, Debbie. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. And I know y'all know Debbie. She's been around a long time. She fasts with us during Ramadan. And you're just so wholesome. And we're so thankful to have you as part of our team here on CWSC AM 360.
And I'm fasting right now with you all.
Alhamdulillah. Yes. But Muslim relations person.
Oh, okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. She's Muslim relations. I knew she was something up there. We got so much going on. So thank you, Debbie. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Look forward to hearing more from you. Okay, Debbie?
Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Ramadan
Mubarak.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
Sister Latifa.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Imam Abdulaziz.
Yes, I sound like a Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum assalam wa Ramadan Mubarak. I got the other 100.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu
Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
So,
I'm so elated.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah.
Yeah, just surprise me how I get that to you.
Okay, you can, Martha, I'll put you in there. I'll put you in the green room with Martha, okay? And what's
okay. All right.
Because you're 483. Okay, I'll put you in the green room with Martha, inshallah. Thank you so much, Brother Imam.
Wow.
All right. We have our $1,000.
I know. Alhamdulillah. Ooh, wait.
You know, this,
that is beautiful.
My son,
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. My son's business, you know, he's the COO of his corporation. He tells this guy, he said, take your phones off of mute and go, woo, woo.
That's right.
It is so funny. He does that all the time. Take your phones off and mute and go, woo, woo. So that's what we're doing this morning. We are so thankful. Listening audience, we have now $1,000. Oh, I am so happy.
Wow.
$1,000 in just 2 hours, Aaliyah.
Can you imagine? That is doable. 10,000. That's really doable.
We are so thankful that we are able to raise $1,000 into the CWA and telephone. That is such a blessing, such a blessing.
It is.
You know, and I'm telling you, if you haven't donated, hey, it's always time to donate. And you can call in to 910-317-0297. You can also go to PayPal, and you don't have to, paypal.com. You do not have to have a PayPal account. You can use your credit card. Just put CWSC in there, and you can have your donation there. Or you can go on CWSC.us and place your donation, look for the donate button. You can donate there. So there's a variety of ways that you can donate. And also, if you want to mail in your donation, you can mail it in to CWSC, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. So there's so many ways that you can put your donation in, alhamdulillah. So we're just thankful that Allah blessed us to have this morning. I feel so very blessed to be a part of this whole CWFPA of 360 telethon this morning.
Too.
Yes,
I feel the same way.
Alhamdulillah. And if anyone else, I mean, I'm going to give you that last chance. If anyone has, if they'd like to donate, press 1 to get in the queue. And if not, you know, I understand, because it's not how much, it's coming from your heart, what you're doing. That's where it's coming from. So you give according to that. And everybody don't have the same thing to give. So whatever you have to give, we're thankful. Whatever you can give this morning. So thank you so, so much. Listening audience, we appreciate you. And we're going to be signing off now. I know we went a little bit over this morning. And then we will be signing off. And I have a lot of hands raised. But these are all our other people here. Anybody else? If you do want to donate, you've been in the queue, press 1 to get out of the queue, and then press 1 to get back in the queue if you wanted to donate again or anything like that. So anyway, That's why I thought I'd give that last pitch there, Alia.
Yeah, so that was a good one. I appreciate that one, too.
Ramadan Mubarak, anything you'd like to say before you leave? This is your first Ramadan telethon with us, Alia. Any last words that you'd like to say? Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I'm very content right now because I just saw, mashallah, $1,000 was donated within 2 hours, really the first hour, the majority of it. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward everyone who donated and their intentions, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. All right, I'm going to go to Sister Debbie, 301. Did you, I don't know if you got back in the queue and got back in.
Yes. What's the phone number to donate?
Oh, it's 910.
Uh-huh. 317.
02. 97. I'll say it again. 910-317-0297. And if you
call the number,
you are so welcome. And if you call the number and you get it recorded, just leave a message. The messages get checked often. And then just leave your name and your phone number, so someone will be able to contact you if you want to. If someone wants to give a donation over the phone, we will call you back. But just make sure you leave your name and your phone number when you say
absolutely. And I'm so happy to be back.
Well, we are so happy to have you.
Mashallah.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful day. Alhamdulillah. You know, Allah is merciful. Like Imam said earlier in his talk about the mercy of Allah. Allah is merciful, and it's not all gloom and doom. It's like Allah is there. It is like he said, I read what he was talking about. It's like if we got somebody that's not coming to Almighty God, and they're just sitting on the sidelines, well, of course, he wants us to come and ask for his mercy. He wants us to come and ask for his forgiveness. That's what Almighty God wants us to do. So I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for having such a merciful Lord.
Absolutely.
I'm real thankful for that. Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. We appreciate you. And I guess that's just about, we're about to get off the air here in just a few minutes, and I have some talking in the background, but I guess we got a lot of mics open. So thank you so much, Debbie, and may God continue to bless you. You're such a gem for us here on AMG.
Oh, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. All right. Listen, oh, we got another call here. 601-270. Say the number where you're calling from. You're on the CWSC Friday Roundtable. 601?
Yes, 601. Well, I want to make a donation.
Okay, and what's your name?
Mujahid, I'm out of New Medina.
Oh, New Medina, okay. I remember you on one of our PSAs. Yes, sir. How much did you want to make that donation for?
I think I'll make it $200.
I can barely hear you, sir.
I hope I get one for $200.
200?
Yeah. This is Ramadan. That 200 goes on.
Oh, wow. So then that makes us have 1,200. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to put you, I'm going to get you in the back room with Martha. She's still back there. So I'm going to put you back there with her. Or wait a minute, she's still, okay, she's still talking there. But I will get your information in just a few minutes if you hold on, inshallah. And we'll be.
Yeah, get my information. Yeah. I'm going to hold on.
Thank you. Yes, just hold on right there. Alhamdulillah. We will get you on to donate that. And we have, to date, we have $1,200. Alhamdulillah, Sister Alia. What a blessing. The $1,200. So, I don't know, did I leave her? She's gone, I think. So, alhamdulillah, we're just so thankful that we're able to raise $1,200 in the 2 hours that we've been on. So we're so very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. I'm going to still hold on, brother. I am going to let Martha know that we have another caller in here that is donating. Meanwhile, I am going to put on our Ramadan. Ramadan is here. We're going to leave with that, but still hold on, brother. We're still going to leave with the music. Ramadan is here. That's going to be by the Muslim Native Dean. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Thank you, listening audience. We know you had a choice, and your choice was to be with us, and we appreciate you so, so much. And may Allah continue to bless us on this journey we call life. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Juma Mubarak. Don't forget to join us back here at 1:30 p.m. for Juma. Share your Juma with Imam Yahya Abdullah out of Jacksonville, Florida, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And hold on, brother. I still got you.
Ramadan is here.
Now I got a plan before it's come and gone. Getting close to a line, spend a lot of time. See the condition of my heart like a sonogram. Everybody knows we got the fast. But does everybody know how the time is fast? Is it sleeping all day and the night's a blast? And forgetting the reward in the month is fast. I know you gonna wake up right. Drinking water, maybe bean pie, praying at sunrise. Fast in the day, keeping that dean tight. Breaking fast with the day's part of where you're at night. Alright. It's a blessed month, doesn't mean that it's hard that you can't have fun. But strive in your heart, be your Lord the one, and be blessed by your love when the month is done. Mom bust in the door like, get yourself up, you about to miss a whore. Turkey bacon on the plate, but I'm beefing. I'm upstairs sleeping while they down here eating. Scenes like this, it makes me reminisce what it meant. Growing up for Ramadan as a kid, my homies buying up the corner store. Now I'm late, it's quarter waters. We break it 8, but it's quarter to 4. They got jokes. Like, oh yeah, he's fasting. Something about blessings, heaven everlasting. Asking, like it feds up on me. But dude, let me ask you for real, is you hungry? My hunger for the day when the sins of my slate be as empty as the food on my plate. And if you got jokes, man, here's a taste. Take a little bastard breath to the face. Vibrations, more donations, dinner invitations, many supplications. Good behavior means better reputations. Don't start nothing, no provocations. No fighting, no argumentation. From the fitness and the drama, take a vacation. Mosque is packed with a huge congregation. Some just come as an annual visitation. Some just come for the hum of the recitation. Memorization of revelation. Less temptation and more contemplation. Getting ready for the Eid celebration. Shake a lot of hands, giving salutations. Salam alaikum, peace upon the nation. The world is one, forget the segregation. Another Ramadan, congratulations.